Test 71, Section 3, Question 22. So here we're looking for the application of the justifying the application of the principle. And we just have to make sure we meet all of the if conditions. So anyone who has more than one overdue book out on loan from the library at the same time must be fined if, so more than one overdue book has to be fined, if some of the overdue books are not children's books and that person has previously been fined. So if some of the overdue books are not children's books and they've previously been fined, then you have to fine them. Since three of the books that Kessler currently has out on loan are overdue, okay, so we met the anyone who has more than one overdue book, Kessler must be fined. Now what we're going to have to get is some of the overdue books are not children's books and Kessler has previously been fined for overdue books. So A says some of the books that Kessler currently has out on loan from the library are not children's books, and Kessler was fined last year for returning a children's book late. Now, this seemed to me when I first did it like the right answer, but it's missing something. It just says some of the books that Kessler has out on loan from the library are not children's books, but we don't know if they are the ones that are overdue. And the principle is if the overdue books are not children's books. So A doesn't quite do it. One of the overdue books that Kessler currently has is a novel for adults. Well, that would say it's not a children's book. And Kessler was fined last year for returning this book late. Well, that would also give us that fined before. And so B does meet the conditions. So C, none of the books that Kessler has on loan is a children's book, and in previous years, Kessler has returned various books late. Problem is, we don't know if Kessler was fined for those. Kessler was fined by the library several times in the past for overdue books, but none of the overdue books for which Kessler was fined were children's books. The problem is, that doesn't tell us whether his current overdue books are children's books or not. And Kessler has never before been fined for overdue books, but the three books that he currently has are months overdue. Well, then we can't apply the principle because Kessler would have to have been fined before. And so B is our correct answer. A is sneaky, but it's not that just that the books on that they have out are non-children's books. It's the overdue books have to be children's books. And so B is our correct one.